I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, as part of 250 Lex this month, we're celebrating Lexington's culinary traditions.
In 2018, the Nunn Center collaborated with Vanessa Grossel to interview immigrant entrepreneurs. The resulting project was called SAVOR, Immigrant Entrepreneur Oral History Project. Grossel conducted 20 interviews, many of which were conducted with food entrepreneurs here in Lexington. One of those individuals was Mamadou Savanay.
Better known to all of us as Sav.
Sav talks a lot in this interview about establishing Sav's Grill in 2008, which served West African food. When Sav acquired the original location for Sav's Grill at the corner of Limestone and Maxwell, he had the opportunity to purchase furniture and equipment as part of the deal, which included an ice cream freezer. And for a few years, he served Valentine's Ice Cream, a popular ice cream that originated from a small business out of Winchester. In July 2012, Sav had the opportunity to expand his business and get into the ice cream business. But when Valentine's Ice Cream decided to move out of state, Sav recognized an opportunity.
Into that, so I opened Sav till July 2012. So I was still getting ice cream from Valentine's. A couple of years later, he came to say that they are moving to South Carolina. So basically, he cannot provide me any more ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't mind to teach us how to make ice cream. So we start looking for ice cream machine. We found one in Miami, you know, and we're back and forth to see if we can get it. 2 days later, he called me.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Sav, have you found an ice cream machine yet? I said, no, we debating one in Miami. He said, well, my partner said, I don't need this ice cream machine. So it's available if you want. So we got the ice cream machine from him, brought that to the restaurant, and he came at a week and a half teaching us how to make ice cream. That's how, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we start making our own ice cream. And this July is going to be 6 years. And
how many flavors do you have?
We make 24 different flavors.
Uh-huh.
And beside those 24 different flavors, he passed us all his wholesale customers. So we provide, I do wholesale to different places.
In this next clip, Sav talks about opening Sav's Chill, and he talks about how it got its name.
So I called Scott, the Valentine's guy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, I just got this crazy idea, but I will get back to you. After talking to him, I called my wife. And I told her, I said, do you know that little hot dog place then? You know, the clothes. I said, it can be nice for ice cream. That evening when I went home, my son came out with Sav Chill idea.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, Sav's Grill, Sav Chill, that's great.
In 2022, Sav's Grill closed down. Sadly, this was one of my favorite restaurants. In 2024, Sav's Chill became Sav's Gourmet Ice Cream, and Sav opened a new shop on National Avenue. We will close out this episode with Sav reflecting on the ice cream business. What started out as a side venture has now become his primary focus.
You will be surprised. It's a huge business.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves ice cream. And especially handmade ice cream make a big difference. And Valentine's used to be one of the best ice cream maker in the state of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy in Bowling Green. So I have a lot of good products. You know, life, if you start something from the bottom, it's hard to get up to the top. Somewhere in the way, somebody have to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who have a financially well set and want to invest. And so that's my hope one day. In the meantime, I'm working and taking one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you can do.
I conducted some scientific research in preparation for this episode. I visited Sav's Gourmet Ice Cream a few times, and I can say without a doubt that the Spanish peanut butter is spectacular.
Food for thought. And the Sav's interview is available online?
We're working on getting the entire collection online. Sav's interview is indeed online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.